Charlie, first of all, tell me what kind of message you've got for this group of mostly agricultural journalists that are here tonight.
Well, I'm not a farm expert at all. I follow politics, political trends, presidential elections, and this is going to be a really exciting election, a really interesting one. I think it's the most surprising, unpredictable election year since 1968. I mean, if you think about 68 with all the ups and downs and President Johnson almost losing the New Hampshire primary and Bobby Kennedy getting in and getting assassinated, Gene McCarthy, Humphrey getting in, Nixon coming back from the political dead. This is a year like 68. You'd really have to go back 40 years to find one like this.
Well, we've got Leah Guffey with us here, and she probably doesn't remember 68, but the rest of us do.
I don't remember 68 at all, but I am very interested in this race because my junior senator is in this presidential election.
Where are you from?
Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the thing is, if someone 5 years ago said, okay, there is a 41-year-old African-American state senator with a really unusual name that's going to beat John Edwards, Bill Richardson, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd badly, and edge out Hillary and Bill Clinton for the Democratic nomination, you'd say, no way, not a chance. But he did. Wow. And I think you could replay this year a dozen times and it wouldn't happen another time, but Obama is or has what Democrats this year are looking for. But I think it's going to end up being an awfully close race. And I think it is surprising that it's probably going to be that close, because if you think about it, this is a horrible year for Republicans. They probably have a 40-50 mile an hour headwind right now, and yet McCain's running basically even with Obama. You average all the polls together, and it's basically even. And that's and the fact is that if a any Republican that Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Ann Coulter or Laura Ingraham really liked wouldn't have a prayer of winning in this environment. And it's only because McCain can draw more independents than any other Republican can do it that he's in the hunt and has a 50-50 chance of winning.
How about out in the countryside with the rural and or farm vote? How important do you think that might play in this election?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't slice it farm vote quite as much, but when you look at white voters over 60 years of age, and then maybe sort of high school educated down, those are the groups that Obama's underperforming a lot of Democrats. And to the extent that that is farm, then that's key. And to the extent that it's not, it's not. But those are the kinds of people that he's encountering some resistance. Obama is overperforming among college-educated voters and underperforming among high school down and over 60. So if Obama wins, it's with a somewhat different coalition than John Kerry, Al Gore, or even Bill Clinton really put together.
If Obama is the presumptive Democrat, what do you think is going to decide the general election?
I think that this election is going to turn on events that haven't occurred yet and the dynamics that really haven't developed. I mean, just think of just the difference between on the last day of the Democratic convention in 2004, if you ask swing voters, tell me about John Kerry, and a typical swing voter might have said, well, I heard he served in Vietnam, he won a bunch of medals, got wounded, I think he saved some guy's life, maybe he was a Green Beret. That's what you'd have heard on the last day of the Democratic convention. Now, a month later, after the Swift Boat Veterans ads and those articles, what would you have heard? Well, I heard he was in Vietnam. He got some medals, but some people say they're not sure he deserved them all. And he won some Purple Hearts, but some people say he might not have been really wounded all those times. And he may or may not have saved some fellow's life. I mean, it was a completely different picture in 4 weeks' time. And so, on the last day of the convention, you'd say Kerry had a great chance of winning. And going into Election Day, it was a photo finish. Heck, it was a photo finish middle part of the day when the exit polls were all showing him ahead. It comes down to, 118,599 votes in Ohio out of 5.6 million. Wow. So this thing's got a bunch of turns along the way. No, I mean, you know, it's, you know, I hear some people say, oh, well, you know, Obama's going to win easier. Other people say, oh, McCain's going to win easy. Gee, to me, that's cheerleader talk. I mean, shoot, we don't know who's going to win this thing. It's going to be awfully close. The last two have been close. This one will probably be close.
That's Charlie Cook with the Cook Report. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.